Thank you, Gary. The Arcata Police Department has identified a suspect in a marijuana transaction gone bad, one that resulted in several shots being fired at Union and 13th Streets last Friday. The victim reported the suspect, now identified as 37-year-old Jamie Jeffrey of Fortuna, pointed a gun at him and a struggle ensued. The gun was fired during that struggle, although no one was hit, but the victim did sustain minor face wounds after being struck in the face with the barrel of the gun. Arcata police are asking for the public's help in locating Jeffrey, who is on probation and has had a felony warrant issued for his arrest. Anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata police. On Tuesday, sheriff's deputies and members of the drug task force served a search warrant at a residence at 81 Furloop Court in Carlotta, and when all was said and done, officers had confiscated more than 2,200 marijuana plants from the first location as well as a neighboring property. In addition to the plants, deputies found several weapons, hash-making equipment, 5 pounds of processed bud, a grenade that was dealt with by the bomb squad, and $9,600 in cash. Those searches resulted in the arrest of 37-year-old Greg Stevens, 22-year-old Benjamin Rose, 23-year-old Alan Costa, and 29-year-old Thomas Meal. All four men were booked on charges of possession and cultivation, along with other charges related to the weapons and the grenade. On Tuesday, a Eureka police officer on patrol near California and West Harris Streets stopped a vehicle driven by Benjamin Goldman, a man who the officer knew was driving on a suspended license. After conducting a traffic stop, the officer arrested Goldman for the license violation, and a search of Goldman's person turned up a loaded .22 caliber pistol, 4 grams of crystal meth, cash, and drug paraphernalia. Goldman's car was towed and impounded for a minimum of 30 days, and he was booked into county jail on drug possession and weapon possession charges. And the State Department of Transportation has awarded nearly $250 million to communities across the state to improve and upgrade transit service. Locally, that means the Humboldt County Transit Authority will get $1.1 million to purchase 2 new diesel and electric buses that will lower engine emissions and increase energy efficiency. The City of Eureka will also receive some of those funds, just over $900,000, to purchase 2 new buses, as well as to install GPS tracking systems on city buses to improve fleet management. And the sheriff's office continues to look for 3 men suspected of raping a woman on Avenue of the Giants on Monday. The suspects were all described as white male adults, late teens to early 20s, and one suspect with red hair could have fresh injuries to his nose and face after the victim reported she had hit him with a tree branch during the assault. The suspects were seen driving a light blue older model Ford van with no side windows. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
All right, move him out.
What's up, Sarge?
Gotta leave here. See that sticker?
No, I'm blind.
Me too. But Queenie told me it says Humboldt Termite and Pest Control.
So?
Being termites, we can't stay. Matter of fact, most of us won't make it out of here.
It's tough being a termite.
It sure is, mate. Even harder with Humboldt Termite and Pest Control on the job.
I wish I worked for them.
Right. Let's go, mates. Keep it moving.
Call Humboldt Termite and Pest Control today. 442-4334.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Wednesday, the Arcata City Council held a public hearing to consider an increase to water service charges and authorize the inclusion of those rate hikes in the 2013-14 budget. City staff has determined that the city must increase its water rate by 10%. Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza explains why that hike is necessary.
The fees that the staff is proposing are just to cover our operating costs. The cost for wholesale water, for instance, has been going up since the pulp mills have closed and the wholesale cost that the cities are paying.
Mendoza went on to point out that even after budget cuts, the fees must be increased to maintain the same level of water service.
This is just a matter of just keeping up with what it's costing to provide the water. So that after every possible budget cut has been implemented.
The public hearing will continue to June 19th in order to receive additional comments before the budget is formally adopted. And a reminder, the sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating 18-year-old Eureka resident Gabriela Gutierrez, who was wanted in connection with assault and robbery in Oreck over the weekend. Gutierrez is an Hispanic female, 5'3", 160 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.